This is the Todd Wright Toddcast. Thank you for listening. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group, longtime supporters of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, including the most recent sold-out Todd Wright Tour 31. Brandon Legal Group buys the first foursome in every Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. They also were kind enough to provide tournament gifts in the form of custom hats to all players at the most recent Todd Wright Tour golf tournament. Sorry, I'm getting rid of a pop-up, and it's gone now. Brandon Legal Group has a very simple message that they asked me to convey to you. If you are in the greater Tampa Bay area and you are in need of legal assistance, they are a full-service law firm. Full-service means just that. It could mean family law. It could mean divorce. Insert your own legal need, and Brandon Legal Group would love to give you a free consultation. You can receive that free consultation by clicking the box on their website, brandonlegalgroup.com, or you can call them to set it up at 844-4BLG4ME. 844-4BLG4ME, Brandon Legal Group. Also, throughout this month of July, I've been thanking Hat Tricks for their support the last couple years of Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments, and also they bought their first foursome in the most recent Todd Wright Tour 31. David himself couldn't play because of a conflict with a Lightning Home playoff game, but all worked out, and Hat Tricks was very well represented at my golf tournament, and all told me they had a great time. Hat Tricks is a destination not only for hockey fans, but really anyone who's in downtown Tampa. There's always a crowd at Hat Tricks. Always a crowd at Hat Tricks. The Hattie girls work very hard to keep everybody served, both at the bar and at the tables. I was just in there to start my weekend this past weekend. Their wings are pretty famous in the Tampa Bay area, and deservedly so. Two sandwiches that I rotate between are their Philly cheesesteak and their French dip. Both are sensational. I think you will find the menu to your liking as well as the atmosphere. Hat Tricks, downtown Tampa. Recording this Todd Wright Toddcast late on a Monday evening. I've got WWE Monday Night Raw off in the distance now that it's the summer of Cena. And I'm following what's going on. We've had other returns as well, Goldberg, all leading up to a SummerSlam that I heard a while back because I was one of many residents of the Tampa Bay area who attended the WrestleMania in Tampa, albeit at a limited capacity, that Vince McMahon might treat SummerSlam like a second WrestleMania since it will be in a football stadium, the new Las Vegas Raiders stadium, just west of I-15 off the Las Vegas Strip. And clearly with the return of Cena and the way some other things are building up to that SummerSlam, we're starting to see the major names and it feel more like that WrestleMania that he did pull off over two nights in Tampa, but capitalizing on the opportunity to go a little bigger with more people, albeit the last time I looked at tickets, because I thought about going out to Vegas, I'm always thinking about going out to Vegas, thought about going, the plan was to use only half the stadium to not put the ring in the middle at, say, the 50-yard line and sell either the entire stadium or all but one end zone where you would have the big entrance. The last time I looked at the floor plan for SummerSlam, they were only using pretty much half of the stadium, which still is a capacity of, what, 35 to 40,000, more than they were able to have with limited capacity at Raymond James Stadium back in April. But I digress. And one of the reasons why that is on, I just want to sort of backtrack a little bit on something that happened since the last Todd Wright Toddcast and also look at something else. I'm not here to give you my opinions of the changing of nicknames in sports. This has been going on for quite a while now. They seem to come in waves. I go back to the change for the name of the St. John's University men's basketball team back when the Big East was a huge deal. I loved watching college basketball. I still do, but not to the same level. I'm not as passionate about it as I was when I was younger. I really enjoyed watching college basketball growing up and throughout the early part of my adult life and covering it on my national radio shows. And I've been to all or parts of 10 Final Fours, and I'm very proud of that. And I have memories from each one. And other NCAA tournament games as well. And, you know, I've been to, just rattle off a few, I've been to Allen Fieldhouse at Kansas. I've been to, Cameron Indoor Stadium at Duke. Trying to think of a Pauley Pavilion, UCLA. The Fab Five really hooked me in, 92-93. That's where I met Bill Wickett, who later became one of the head PR guys for the Tampa Bay Lightning and so on. I have a lot of good memories from college basketball, but if you go back to when St. John's had Chris Mullin and Georgetown had Patrick Ewing, and then Villanova won the national championship in 85 with a big upset, coached by Raleigh Massimino, St. John's was the Red Men. And then a number of years later, they changed the name to the Red Storm. That's one of the first. I know Marquette also did the same thing. They went from the Warriors to the Golden Eagles. So this is nothing new to me. And again, I'm not here to share my opinions on the concept. I get it. And I've come to accept it. So when we get to the point where you have an NFL team changing its name and you have a Major League Baseball team changing its name, I turn my attention to, all right, what's the reaction to what it's being changed to? So recently we had the announcement, and I think the Cleveland Indians actually handled this pretty well. They announced the name change, but they did not drop their identity immediately. They maintained and still do to this day the Cleveland Indians name and will through the remainder of this 2021 baseball season. They had announced last year that there was going to be a name change, but there was no rush to wipe out the current name. And trust me, I'm aware because I'm a huge fan of the movie Major League. And when I went to spring training before the pandemic hit, when I went to spring training in Arizona, and granted, I was at a Reds game in Goodyear, Arizona, but the Reds share the stadium with the Indians. And in the gift shop, there's a red section and there's an Indian section. And it's not like it's a huge gift shop. These spring training facilities are small. So, but there, I still have a picture of it. Here we were in 2020 and the Chief Wahoo hats were still available for sale. So the Indians did things very methodically and over time. And I think they have handled it very professionally. And also there hasn't been sort of a quick or a hasty decision on anything as far as how they've handled this. Just because the players weren't wearing the Chief Wahoo hat didn't mean you couldn't buy it in a store. Then they announced, well, we will be changing the name, but for now, we are still the Cleveland Indians, but we plan to change the name. Then they announced the name change last week, and it's not immediate. It's not. So you may have fans or reporters saying, well, I'm going to use the new name. Okay, well, you're ahead of schedule. Do whatever you want. But they are maintaining a certain identity through the end of the season, and then they will roll out their new look and their new logo and their new uniform. And I know we've already seen them, but they won't actually be implemented until we get to the 2022 season. As far as the name itself, and I, like many, right, there are certain, when you reach a certain age, especially when you live in a melting pot like Florida, you know people from a lot of sports markets, and Cleveland is one of them. So I obviously know people who are longtime fans of Cleveland sports. One is a general manager of West Chase Golf Club that I see every other week. I do business with on a regular basis. Another is a great young lady that I've known for years who lives out of Orlando, who loves her Browns and loves the Indians. And so I texted her when it came out, and I asked her opinion because she has sort of a vested interest. And she was lukewarm on it, but she didn't say anything great. She didn't say anything bad. And I sort of had this vibe that people out there with a voice were just going to pan it. And I just told her, and I tell all of you, I don't have a problem with it. I kind of get what they did here. The last five letters of the name are the same. And there's something to be said for making a change and it having a certain look. So they changed the I-N to G-U-A-R. And the name has the same number of syllables. They've been using the C on the hat. They'll now have a G as well. And they'll use the G. They would incorporate the I. I remember going to games at, it'll always be Jacobs Field to me. I really like going to Jacobs Field. Been there a handful of times over the years. They're one of the teams that I know the Phillies do this too, that sell a soft pretzel in the shape of the team logo. And for a while there, I don't know if they stopped doing this, they would sell the pretzel in the shape of a cursive I for Indians. So I get what they're doing. Whether the connection to the statues on the bridge was really the overriding factor or not, or just gave them sort of a reason to use that name. I also like creativity. I've heard differing opinions on the new hockey team being called the Kraken, and people saying, well, there aren't Kraken in Seattle. I'm like, look, if we're going to go, team name by team name across sports, you're going to find a lot that don't make any sense at all, whether the team's relocated or not. So that doesn't bother me. I like something that is unique. I used to hate theme nicknames, the ones that don't end with the letter S. That kind of went away too, because at least you're giving me something different. We were in a pattern there with a lot of theme nicknames for expansion teams in like the 90s, and I'm okay with it. I still don't think we have any in the NFL, right? There are no theme nicknames. Now I'm going to throw that out there and someone's going to throw back. All right, let's just go ahead and run down the list, right? I go by divisions. Patriots, Jets, Dolphins, Bills, Ravens, Steelers, Browns, Bengals, Colts, Jaguars, Texans, Titans, Chargers, Chiefs, Raiders, Broncos. No, there are no theme nicknames in the National Football League. I'm already looking ahead like I know my NFC even better than that. So there are none there, but you have them in the NHL, you have them in the NBA, baseball, Red Sox ends in X, White Sox ends in X. You can argue whether that's a theme nickname or not because technically it feels like it ends in S or as a plural. But so I like creativity. We didn't have a Kraken in professional sports, in North American professional sports. Now we do. We didn't have a Golden Knights. There used to be, right, UCF really pushed for a while there in the 90s. They weren't the UCF Knights. They were the UCF Golden Knights. And then they just kind of dropped the Golden and said, yeah, we're giving up on that. But Vegas has made it work because they couldn't push through the Black Knights, which is what the owner wanted originally. So now we get the Guardians, and I'm okay with it. I get it. I don't love it. It's not my team. I don't need to love it. I also don't feel any reason to kill it because I understand what they were doing there, and I respect the timeline they were on, whether you agree or disagree with changing team names for those reasons. Very quietly in the last month, the Washington NFL team did announce that they will have a new name for 2022. And I just want to end this podcast by saying, thank goodness, because this will finally silence those out there. And again, most of them were the ones who had a rooting interest in the Washington NFL team, who for some reason said, just leave it. Just leave the team nameless as Washington Football Team. It's perfect. No, that's silly. And the way Washington sort of handled their business by abruptly just dropping it and not knowing when they'd have a new name and having this interim period where they didn't have a name. Yes, I understand that in other sports, you have franchises, very popular ones in the world, that don't technically have a nickname. That's not how it's done in North America. It's not how it's done in the big four sports. It's not done that way in the NHL. It's not done that way in the NBA. It's not done that way in Major League Baseball. And it's not done that way in the NFL. And clearly, what the Washington NFL team was doing by not having a name certainly didn't catch on. Because Cleveland didn't do it. Seattle didn't do it in hockey. There are obvious reasons and benefits to have an actual name for a team because it's been done that way for a long time based on the length of these leagues. So I'm happy that those Washington NFL apologists get silenced, that their idea that their team should not have a name at all and just be the Washington Football Team, yeah, you were silly all along. Just silly. Really silly. And even the way your organization handled it, they should have handled it like the Indians did. If you decide you're going to make the change, okay. Announce you're going to make the change. In the meantime, this is who we are. And when we've got the new look and the new name, we'll let you know. There's no interim between the two. The way the Indians handled this, or I'll just go ahead and say the Cleveland Major League Baseball organization handled this 100 times better than the Washington NFL organization. And considering who's in charge of the Washington NFL organization, I'm not surprised why. But the whole idea that Washington should maintain having no name for their team was one of the silliest things I've heard from a lot of intelligent people in a long time. And thank goodness they're wrong. The Todd Wright Toddcast is presented by Brandon Legal Group and by Hattrix. I am on Twitter at ToddWright2121, Instagram, ToddWright2121, Facebook, I'm simply Todd Wright in Tampa, Florida, and you can always email me at Wright.Todd@Yahoo.com. Also, quick reminder, the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast has returned. We are posting episodes for Season 6, and we are soliciting owners for Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Leagues. Those are being organized as we speak. For more information on that, listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, and email me at toddwrightfantasyfootball@gmail.com. Talk to you next time.